the pasuk is being meramez that people that want to try to be makarif people, to kehanim, to bnei aron, you have to be careful. Nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. Make sure that it doesn't have a hashpah on you. You're trying to be makarif, but make sure that it doesn't have a bad hashpah on you. The Chofetz Chaim says the same word at the end of the parasha. He says that the dalet minim, the esrik stands for someone that has Torah and maisim. The Arovis has neither. The Hadassim and the Lulav are middle. He says, we bring all four sugei anoshim together by the Dalet Minim. But the Esrig is only Meschaber to the other three, Veshas the Maisa Mitzvah. Afterwards, right away, he separates himself. Because the Esrig Taka has to be careful not to be Mushpa. You have the parasha of Lenefesh lo yitama ba'ama, but Koyin is also to be Metama, except to the Shiva Kroyin. There's a Shail that Kroyin, I sort of see, Pesach Frank talks about, if a person is being metama, koyin, is being metama to one of the Shiva Kroivim, is he allowed to be metama already? Also, if there's another tuma, he goes into a room where one of the Shiva Kroivim is, a mace, but there's also another mace. Is it a problem? He's not allowed to be metama. Is the fact that he's being moisif tuma a problem? Or since he has a heter to be metama the mace because it's one of the Shiva Kroivim, the fact that there's another mace is not a problem. He brings riots of them. One of the riots, it's a similar case. He brings the riots by the Asura Ruge Malchus. It says that Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol picked up the head of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. After they killed Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol picked up the head and he said, "I haloshen amameheres b'hayris imre shefer ve'ech ata lecheches es ha'ofer." He picked up the head and he was misabel that they killed Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. How was he allowed to give a talmud to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? So he says, must be that they were stuck in a room. And it was too much oil, and the Romans didn't let him out. So he's anyway being mistamal's oil. I is being moistened by touching it also. He's being moistened too much maga. So he's far as vice versa. It's not a problem. If you're anyway being becobbled too much because of the oil, the fact that you're moistened maga also is not a problem. The child is at the tzustel to being moistened too much from another person. You have to know. There's a famous Tyson about Mitzvah that Kuf Yudalid. Tyson asks over there, how Eliyo Anobi. Eliyo Anobi is the Pinchas. And he's a Kohen. And therefore, how can Eliyo Anobi be Matama to be Machayid Beno of the Almona? It says in the Psukim, by Yismoyd al Hayeled, and he looked like CPR or something. I don't know. He put his face to his face and his hand to his hand. And he was Machayid the Yeled. So how was he able to be Matama? The Yeshmoy Maratoysa says in Bab Matthiah Kuf Yudalid, Shehoye Bolor Loy Shiachayehu, he was Vadai that he was going to save him. The kid is already dead, and Tais is saying there's a heter of pikuach nefesh. Bemison, the sheet over there says it wasn't really dead. He was only Miss Aleph, and he was only a geiser still, and a kohen is mutter to touch a geiser still. Rabbi Pashas was already dead. Rabbi Moshe had a tshuva. He wanted to say that the pikuach nefesh that Tais is talking about, a big chiddush, is the mother. The mother was so distraught that the kid died that it was mamash takanas nefashas for the mother if he wasn't going to save the child. So it's a chiddush, and Igros Moshe says. But the Pashtus, the other day, Igros Moshe, Simon Kufa, and Dalit, in Tuvis. But the Pashtus means there's a pikuach nefesh for the kid. But it's interesting, Dirk and Tyson, it was borrowed that he was going to save him, therefore it's a mother of pikuach nefesh. For pikuach nefesh, even suffic pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to be over any avera. The Velt says, here the kid is already dead. So there's a chiddush and Tyson, that is pikuach nefesh on someone that's dead. The pikuach nefesh on someone that's dead requires borrowed Moshe Yechayeo. On something, Holmes Nishgiven. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daflam Tes, Omer Lehahu Minel Rabavo. A certain Nafikairis came to Rabavo and he said, Lekechem Koyinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Koyin. Gemara in Sanhedrin. They said, Vyikholi Truma. So the Min, this Nafikairis, asked Rabavo, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Koyver Moshe, how was he Toybel afterwards? How was he Matar himself? With water or with fire? A something from the, so he asked. So Tyson's over there asks, Eret Nishgifret, what was the head of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Matama? You know, a coin of knowledge of him at time. He's only asking, how is he going to tire himself afterwards? So Taisa says, because my Klal Yisrael is Banim L'Mokoyim, and Banim L'Mokoyim, so it's one of the Shiva Koyim. The Shaila is there on Mokoyim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the status of Koyim Gadol, and Koyim Gadol is not even mother, even the Shiva Koyim. So I saw into Teretz that it was a nice mitzvah. My Noida Furafi, no one else was able to be Koyim Moshe Rabbeinu. So even a Kohen Gadol is mutter, as this week's parsha, even a Kohen Gadol is mutter in a Meis Mitzvah. Now the Pesukim over here say that a Kohen Hedid is mutter to be metame the Shiva Kroivim, but a Kohen Gadol, no. Kohen Gadol, even to the Shiva Kroivim, not only to a base mitzvah. The interesting bit though, the Gemara Nozer talks about it already in Daf Mem Tes, there is Kohenim, there's a Daskenim, Bali Taisa, they all still on this bit. Then on one hand, by the Kohen Hedid it says, Le'imayu la'aviv. By the Kohen Gadol it says, La'aviv le'imay. It switches the order. So there's a Pshat and Taisa, he says like this. An imay is fadai. Your mother for sure is your mother. Your father is only al-pi raif. We're going in order. A Kohen Hedid, we're coming to say that it's mutter to be metame. That it's mutter to be metame to the Shiva Kroiv. Not only to the mother, which is vadai, even to his father, which is not even his vadai, his father, it's also mutter for him to be metame. By the Kohen Gadol, it's punkfaker. We're coming to say that it's osur to be metame. So the pasuk is saying not only to his father, which is not even a vadai, but even a mother, which is, it's vadai his mother, still the Kohen Gadol cannot be metame. That's why the order is faket. Now the Gra has a kasha, he says that the pshat, and he has a kasha, you're telling me the Kohen Hedyot, you're making a cheshbon, maybe it would only be mutter for him to metame to his mother, because his mother for sure is his mother. His father, since it's not for sure his father, maybe he's not allowed to be metame. Shaila is, if it's not his father, so then Stasi is allowed to be metame, he's not a Kohen. On the side you're worrying that it's not his father, so then he's b'chlal not a Kohen. So the Gra says, we're talking about Irsha Kule Kohanim. In the case of Irsha Kule Kehanim, I don't know why you're not choshish, someone came from outside the basis. But the shayla is, there's still a problem. On the tzad, you choshish that he's not his father, so then he's a mamzer, because it's an ashes ish. And the whole shayla, a koyin mamzer, has the dinam of kahuna that it's also to be metama. It's a big tumult, you're showing him. So you have to know, the choshish this cheshin is going, that a koyin mamzer, you still have to be worried, and be also to be metama to other people, and only be mutter to be metama to the shiva koyin. There's another thing by a Kohen, the Kidashtoi. Ki eslechem alei kechol makar. But mitzvahs esed eraisa, like Roy Rishoinim. Like the Rambam, most Rishoinim, it's a mitzvahs esed eraisa, the Kidashtoi, that you're supposed to give the Kohen first. Leftoyach Rishon, Levorach Rishon, Mitolmoni Yofa Rishon. It's a Gemara in Bayit Kotten, in Adorim, Gittin, Hayrif. It's a few Gemaras. It's been the Kidashtoi. Most Rishoinim say, Magen Avram brings down a Simon Reish Aleph, that it's a deraisa. Toises in Chulin, that Pei Zayin says it's a derabbanan. It's only an asmakta. So I saw that Torah Tamima says, Afanarat over here, he says that Tosfos says hechach is that the emphasis drosha v'kidashtoi, there's a Gemara in Yevamos that darshan v'kidashtoi bal korchoi. V'kidashtoi is that if a kohen marries a grusha bal korchoi, v'kidashtoi, you force him to get divorced. So we use up the pasuk for this din, v'kidashtoi, we cannot use it to teach you the din of giving him rishon. So he wants to say a very big chiddush. The Hemshech HaPasuk is Kodesh Yiloch. He wants to say, and Bemis it's Gevaldik, the Rashi in Chumash over here, the Dibur HaMasvel, Kodesh Yiloch, Zag Rashi, Nehoik Bei Kedusha Leftoyach Rishon B'chol Dover. So he wants to say in the Chanami, everyone's misquoting it, it's not a din of Vikidashta. Vikidashta is the Gemara in Yevamos, Vikidashta Afilu Bal Karkoi, that if he can't marry the Kohen, force him to get divorced, Bal Karkoi. The din of Leftoyach Rishon is learned out from the other Pasuk, from the Hemshech HaPasuk, Ki Kodesh Yiloch. Even Rashi in Gittin Daf Test, Rashi says V'kidashtoi ki es v'goymer. The makar is from the hemshich of the pasuk of V'kidashtoi. Kodesh Yiloch, that's the makar for this din of giving a koyin first, being makavish a koyin, giving him first. There is a few shaylos here, Lagabi, a koyin. First of all, what about a koyin bal mum? I saw, I brought down from the sefra, the chinuch brings already that there's a sefra, the pasuk says, hey, v'hoyu kodesh. It says, V'hoyu kodesh, it's marveh. Even a Baal Mum. Because even though a Baal Mum can't be marked of a carbon, but he's still a Kohen, he's allowed to eat from the carbonus. And what's the pasuk say? V'kidashtoi ki es lechem alikecha umakav. The reason why it's a din v'kidashtoi is because he eats from the carbonus. A Baal Mum eats from the carbonus. He's not marked of a carbon, but he eats from the carbonus. So there's a din of v'kidashtoi on a Baal Mum. The Rambam is chayil pashut. More than that, we'll see. The Rambam doesn't bring down this din that a Baal Mum is a din of v'kidashtoi. What about a katan? You have to be mechabit first, a koyin at the katan. So the Magen Avraham, in Simen Reish Pei Beis, Sif Katan Vav, the Magen Avraham passes that even a katan, I'm sorry, he says a katan not, the Magen Avraham passes that a katan is no din of a kiddashta. And Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Haggoyis in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Pei Beis, in Arachayim, Rabbi Kiva Eger acts on the Magen Avraham. He says the din is that even a Baal Mum, we just said, there's a din of a kiddashtoi. Abi eats from the karbonis. A katan also eats from the karbonis. So why should there be a difference about mum from a katan? So perhaps you could say a chilek. A baal mum is a bar chiyuva. He's not allowed to be makriv a carbon, but for eating the kachim, he's a bar chiyuva. A cotton is not a bar chiyuva. Maybe a cotton is less. On the other hand, the cotton is going to be able, maybe eventually, going to become a bar chiyuva. A balmum not. But that's the machlokes Magen Avraham and Rabbi Kibeger. What about a kohen cotton? Is it a tusuk of balmum? Now, lamaisa, you're waiting in line for something, in place, or any time, you have to be mechaber a kohen first. There's a big shy, look at the kohen being moichel. Could the kohen be moichel? So there's a maisa like this, the mordcha in Gittin brings down, in ois tof samach aleph, he brings down maisa, the kohen she yotzak mayim ayideh rabbeinu tam. There's a story that there was a kohen that was mishamish rabbeinu tam. He was yotzak mayim ayideh rabbeinu tam, al yodav shal rabbeinu tam. He was mishamish. So one of the Talmidim asked Rabbeinu Tam, he said, it's a Yerushalmi, ha-mishtamish b'kumuna moyel. If you're not allowed to be mishtamish with the kumuna, there's a din of the kidashit to be mechabedim, you're not allowed to be mishtamish in a coin. So how are you allowed to use this coin? So Rabbeinu Tam answered, as Rabbeinu Tamarcha, ein behem kedusha b'zman hazeh, dekayim alon b'gdeyim aleim kedusha shaleim v'iloy loy. Rabbeinu Tam answered, b'zman hazeh, there's no din of the kidashit. So he answered, he said, nowadays there's no b'gdey kumuna, the whole din is bought. So the rabbi asked him, it's not true, Abadu, you see, we give a kohen the first aliyah, we have dinam of a kohen that he's supposed to get first, even bizman hazeh. How can you say it's mutter, because bizman hazeh, it's mutter, it's not true. So the mordechai continues, he brings a teretz from Rabbeinu Petter. The Rabbeinu Petter said, a kohen is allowed to be moichel. And the reason why, the passage, if you read this mordechai, it's mashma, Rabbeinu Tam Kima made a mistake. They asked Rabbeinu Tam, what's your heter to allow this kohen to pour water on you? And he said, bizman hazeh, it's not noyif. They asked him, it's not true, it is not noyif, bizman hazeh. So Rabbeinu Petter got up and said, don't worry, there's a heter, the kohen was moichel. Rabbeinu Tam didn't use that heter. But that's the shakla batari in the mordechai. That bizman hazeh, that you're allowed to be moichel. The Maharam Sheikh says that Rabbeinu Tam didn't make a mistake. There's a shakla batari going here. The emes, the lashon of Yerushalmi is hamishtamish b'kahuna moyel. It's me'ilah b'kodesh. It's considered me'ilah. And you can say a word, if it's taka me'ilah, then you can't be moyel. If there would be me'ilah, it's moyel to be mishtamish with a kohen is like being moyel b'hekdesh, then the kohen doesn't have a right to be moichel. It's me'ilah b'kedusha. On that, Rabbeinu Tam answered, bizman hazeh, there's no din of me'ilah. But they asked him about the fourth, l'maisa, bizman hazeh is still epes din, something that we kiddash, that we do, we're mechabit kohanim. On that, Rabbeinu Petter answered, once Rabbeinu Tam was mechadish, that there's no me'ilah, then already, you could be moichel. The Einfeld, that if it would be me'ilah, but man, I make this when it's a gather of me'ilah, then how can you can't be moichel? And there's no heter to use a kohen. But in the time that, since bizman hazeh, there's no me'ilah, there's still a din left. But on that already, we can be mechila. L'maisa, the Ramah, Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Kuf Chot Ches, the Simon of Hilchas Nesiyas Kapayim, of Hilchas Duchening, the Ramah is not mashma like this Marav Shik. He brings down the Farish. He says, ha'mishtamish b'kohuna, afilu bizman hazeh, ki'ilu moyel. That even bizman hazeh is me'ilah. And he fears oif, but if you moichel, mechila works. He passes that you could be moichel. So he says, quote, there's me'ila even bizman hazeh, ha'mishtamish b'kohuna is moyel. But the mice of the coin can be moichel. Now, if Petter brings a raya, that mark, he brings a raya from a Gemara Kedushin, that a coin is allowed to be moichel. There's a Gemara Kedushin, and that's Chafalus. The Gemara says, a coin can't become a nirza. If a coin is sold as an Eved Ivri, you don't make him into a nirza. If he asks to become a nirza and stay on forever, you don't make him a nirza because you don't want to turn a coin into a balmum. Understand, Gemara? You don't want to make a coin into a balmum. Frektif the Kasha, forget about balmum. How could you let this coin be a nirza? How could he work for you? What happened to the din of the kiddashli? And it doesn't say that reason. So, this that he worked for you the first 6 years, zok the minchas chinuch is not a problem. Because he was a ganet, and he was a machru bezdin, and he's a rasha. And the minchas chinuch says, a coin that's a rasha, there's no din of a kiddashli. So about those first 6 years, Avadi could work for you. But now he wants to continue working for you as a nirza. How can, and the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do it because you don't want to turn a kohen into a baal mum. Why do you have to say the reason is baal mum? Say that it's a din of a kiddashta. Is a raya that the kohen could be moichel. Azoi, zok the menachet. The shayla is, what's the Rambam going to do? The Rambam holds that you're not allowed to be moichel. The Rambam passes that you're not allowed to be moichel. The Rambam says, the mitzvah says, the kohen cannot be moichel. So according to the Rambam, what's pshat of this Gemara? That a kohen is not a nirtza because of baal mum. Let a kohen not be a nirtza because he's not allowed to be moichel. There's a din of the kiddashti. How could he work for you? So I saw two tirtzim in the Achroin, and one tirtz, the Machna, says in Kedushin, Then Mr. Bir Halacha already brings this down in Siman Kuf Chav Ches. Could a coin work for another coin? It's a suffix in the Bir Halacha. It's a suffix. He brings it from the Hafla. It's this matna in Kedushin. That's where he's bringing it from. Could a coin work for another coin? So he has a tzad yet. He says, that's the pshat. We're talking about a coin that was sold as an evidivity to a different coin. So the problem of working, of being over Vikidash, is not a problem. He's working for a different coin. Not them staying in the Gemara. You're now going to become a Nirtza because he's going to become a Balmum. That's one teretz. The Menchas Chinuch says another teretz, an Ein Fal. He says the Rambam doesn't bring down about a Balmum, a Koyin Balmum. He wants to say that the Rambam holds that a Koyin Balmum could there's no Vikidash in a Koyin that's a Balmum. So he says if you're going to make the Koyin into a Nirtza, he's going to become a Balmum. Once he's going to be a Balmum, so there's no problem of Vikidash, because the Rambam, he says this is the Rambam's Makor, because of this Kash. That when you're going to make him a Nirtza, he's going to be a Balmum, won't be a problem. So the Gemara says, yeah, you can't make him a Nirtza because you're not allowed to make a Koyin into a Balmum. But if you would make him into a Balmum, it wouldn't be a problem anymore. A Koyin that's a Balmum doesn't have a Kidashta. And because the Rambam held it can't be Michael, that was the Rambam's Hechel, because it is Kasha, there must be Balmum is different. I'm pumping the Menachas Kana. You have to know if it's a din of a Kidashta and a Levi. Is the Ephes a Kedima to a Levi also? You have to know there's a Shailon and Achroin. We have later on in the Parsha, where is the Parsha? We lay in this Parsha, this is the Parsha Samoyadim. The might you have here, the Parsha of Shorai Kesev Ayez Ki Yivolei, that if a Behem is born, that Miyoy Mashmini Vahola, you can bring it as a carbon. The first 7 days, you can't bring it as a carbon. If you look at the Rashbam in Baba Basra, that Kuf Chof Aleph, the Rashbam is talking about this Pesukim of Shor Kesev Ayez, and he says, Kedi Isa B'Parsha Samoyadis. He called these Pesukim Parsha Samoyadis. Most people think Parsha Samoyadis starts, you know, Dabra Bnei Yisrael, Eilam Moyed Hashem, a few Pesukim later. That is on every Yontif, we lay from Shorei Kesev Ayez. We start laying from Shorei Kesev Ayez. It's Shaykh to the Parsha Samoyedis. What's the Shaykh to the Parsha Samoyedis? So the Pshat is Pashat. That is the first Moyed that's mentioned over here in the Moyedis is Shabbos. Before it's the Moyed in Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, it talks about Shabbos. What's the Shabbos? 7 days, every seventh day is Shabbos. We even know a Tinoik, one of the reasons why a Tinoik is not Nimol until Yom HaShmini is that he should go through a Shabbos. So that's the same thing with a karbonis. It's also a Shabbos to kavod. A behemoth that's born, you have to wait 7 days till you can bring it as a carbon. Pasha is because it's yotzei mechalal nefil. By a person, it's yotzei mechalal nefil after 30 days. But over here, it's yotzei mechalal nefil after 7 days. What could be the tizkai is because you have to go through a Shabbos. You want to be makar the behemoth as a carbon, it has to go through Shabbos. So this is also shaykh to the moyedim and the Shabbos. The din of shorei kesev ayez, you have to wait till the eighth day to be makar of a carbon, is also a din because of Shabbos. It's hakdamah now to the other moyedim. There's a halacha brought down from the machzor vitri. We know that there's many din kedimas in brachas. Shebas minim, mezoinis ha'eitz, maga esh, there's chaviv, shebas minim, all kinds of seder kedimas in brachas. The Machzor Vitri writes, one of the dinim, I'm not sure if this would counteract against other factors, but he says there's a mile in eating the food that was over all of us a Shabbos. The stomach, that's not a kedima between mezoinis and ha'eitz, the chulei, but it's also a factor. If it's shavi and the other inyonim, something that was over all of us a Shabbos is better, is kedima to make a bracha on. This is not eating something that was over on Shabbos. The stomach doesn't mean when you're eating by a kiddush on Shabbos to go eat some pretzels that were there from 4 weeks ago and not a cake that was just baked. Because when it's on Shabbos itself, that's called over on Shabbos. It doesn't need a full Shabbos. Mariah, a baby that's born by Shabbos Shiddus time, the next week, you give him a bris Shabbos morning. He didn't have a full Shabbos. Abi, it's Shabbos. It's now Shabbos. But during the weekdays, there's an Indian of eating something, of making a kedima on brachas, and something that was over all of us Hashams. That's also the story over here of Shorei Kesev Ayez, something that was over all of us Hashams. So it's adomit to the Parshas Maidus. It's part of the Parshas Maidus. And then the Maidus Takis start. And the first thing we say is the Maid of Shabbos. Shabbos is also a Maid. Some say, Paker, it's not a Maid. We're giving adomit this Shabbos. Because there's a major difference between Shabbos and the other Moyadim. Shabbos is Kvi V'Kaimi. Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishtal Devek every 7 days. The Moyadim Klal Yisrael, by creating the Chodesh, are creating when it's Moyad. When Yom Kippur and Yom Tif is going to be, is based on when they were Kveya the Chodesh. So some read the Pesukim Faker. There's such a thing as Shabbos. And now let's talk about the Moyad. There's a Pshat from the Gra. The Gra says that this Pesuk, Sheshes Yomim Teyosim Alocha, Uvayoyim HaShvi Shabbos HaBosoyim. The Gra says that it means 6 days of Yontif, you're allowed to do Melocha Boichel Nefesh. 2 days of Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, Shmini Atzeres, and Rosh Hashanah. Uvayoyim Ashvi, but on Yom Kippur, that's Shabbos Avosim. There's no heter of Eichel Nefesh. It's a big shy about it, but there's no heter of Eichel Nefesh on Yom Kippur. That's how he's reading into the Pesukim. So this Pesuk is also, it's not Pesuk talking about Shabbos. It's Sheshes Yom, the 6 days of Yotif. They also Malacha. You're allowed to do Malacha of Eichel Nefesh. Uvayoyim Ashvi, you're not allowed to do, on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to do Malacha of Eichel Nefesh. The first Moed is Pesach. There's a remez by Pesach, the days of Pesach, there's a remez on Pi'at Bash, that every day of Pesach corresponds to a different Yom. If Pesach corresponds to all the other Yom Tovim, the Ainu At, Aleph Tov, that the first day of Pesach, this year was a Sunday, the first day of Pesach is also always going to be the same day as Tisha B'Av that year. Aleph Tov. And B, the second day of Pesach is always going to be Shin, is going to be the same day as Shavuos. By definition, Shavuos is 50 days later. Gimel is Reish, the third day of Pesach is always Rosh Hashanah, the same day as Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah this coming year is going to be, according to this Cheshvan, on a Tuesday. Dalet is Kuf, is Simchas Torah. Hey, Sadik is Tzoyim, is Yom Kippur. Vav is Pei, the Hainu, the previous Purim. Of course, you cannot know what next Purim is going to be, because Tevis and Cheshvan, sometimes they could be Cheshvan, is Kislev, whether it's Moli or Chasr, there's no way of having a set rule for the next Purim. But it's always the previous Purim. The previous Purim is the same day as the sixth day of Pesach. This year was a Friday. And there's no remez for Zion Ayin. I heard someone wanted to say that, and it's true. It's true that Yom HaTzomus is always, except when it's a Nidche. It's a Nidche. I don't know why it can't be Chal on Shabbos. Ken is on the Hallel of Shabbos. Pashtenisht, aber, it's always the same day as Shvi'i Shal Pesach. This year is a Nidche. Aber, I'm clearing the Pesachat, what it can mean, the Zion Ayin. Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is not just the day before Pesach. Because Man HaMikdash, Erev Pesach was a big yontif. They said hallow. The Taka said hallow, and it was Gimel Kitas. They were Shoichet the Karban Pesach. And it's true that the seventh day of Pesach, obviously, is always the same day as Erev Pesach. That's not the one to judgment, but that could be after the Pesach in Zion Ayin. Now, after you have Pesach, it brings the parasha Sfiras HaOmer. Now, what does Sfiras HaOmer have to do with the Moyadim? So the Sfasemis explains, based on the Ramban at the end of the parasha, that just like we have 7 days of Sukkis, and then we have Atzeres on the eighth day, also by Pesach we have 7 days of Pesach, and then we have Atzeres on Shavuos, 50 days later. By Sukkis we only go through one cycle of seven, by Pesach we have to go through seven cycles of seven, and we finally get to Atzeres. So Sfiras HaOmer, the Ramban says, Rabbi Nebuchai and other Rishonim, it's Chol HaMoed. The whole day the Sfiras HaOmer is Chol HaMoed, that's Mechaber between the 7 days of Pesach and the eighth day, the 50th day, the last day, the Atzeres of Pesach. So Sfiras HaOmer, so this Fasemus, Lefizeh, it's Taka Meshach Shaykh, it's Chol HaMoed, it's Taka Chol HaMoed. So it belongs in the Pashas HaMoed. Now the Pasuk says, Ad Mimochas HaShabbos HaShviyas Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim. So all the Rishonim asked, Taisin Menoches Stav, Samacheyim Ibeid, and a lot of Rishonim, it's Mechayr Tisperu Avon V'Teisha Yomim. Why did the Pasuk say Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim? So Taisa says, you have to read it differently. It's Ad Mimochas HaShabbos HaShviyas Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim Bikravdim. On the 50th day, you'll be Makrib, the Shtela. You'll be Makrib, the Mincha Chadosh. Or it's Ad Mimochas HaShabbos HaShviyas Tisperu, which is the 50th day. He steps into the Pasuk. The Rosh in Erevei Pesachim, in the 10th parak of Pesachim, also asks the Kasha. And the Rosh gives the Teretz, he says, you talk about it's 49 days. But the Torah, you find a lot of times round things off to the nearest 10. And he gives three dugmois. He says over here 49, we round it off to 50. Arbaim Yakenu, it's really 39, the Torah rounded it off to 40. And then he says, it also says that Shivim Nafesh, Yoredu Mitzrayim. And we know it was really only 69, so we rounded off to 70. So you see, the Torah is allowed to round it off to 50 years, also round it off. It's a Shver Rosh. We spoke about it other times. That the Gemara Baba Batra asked the Kasha that it was only 69 and not 70, and the Gemara gives other Turutzen. First the Gemara says, Dina had a twin sister. There's a Medrash that says that Yaakov is the 70th one. The Gemara's Maskale is that Yecheved, Noilat Dein HaChoyimis, Yecheved is the 50, the 70th one. There's all kinds of Turutzen. The Rosh is saying, no, there is no 70th one. It's rounded off. It's a Pella. Because if you look at the Pesukim there, in Bereshis, it not only says that there were 70 and it's only 69, it also says that there were 33 by the B'nai Leah. It gives separate numbers for each one of the imois, and it says 33 by Bnei Leah, and it's only 32. Right? You have to find something in Bnei Leah. When 32 doesn't get rounded off to 33. Be'emes Rashi and Chumash Tak ask about how even the sperm any other shloshim v'shtayim. The Gemara spells it on 69 and 70. And answers Yecheved and Dina, Dina's twin sister. On that we have the Rosh's Teretz Taki. You can round it off to 70. Oh, but it's Mukhada, that's not the Teretz, because shloshim v'sholish. Shloshim v'sholish. If you're talking that the Ramban, in this week's parsha over here, asks the Kasha also. The Ramban, when he said, you should count 49 days, v'nimtza k'shiyakadosh yoyim ha-chamishim ha-nispar b'yodoy. You'll be makadosh the 50th day that becomes nispar b'yodoy. Dahainu, the mitzvah's taka to count 50 days. When you make kiddush on Leil Shavuos, that's becoming the 50th day. By counting 49, the next one is Mamela 50. You know, there's a whole kakiri, if it's one big mitzvah, 49 separate mitzvahs, and lachkamina with the brocha, with the bahag, and when does the mitzvah end? People have the big simcha, the 49th, the ending, the mitzvah. If you're talking that the mitzvah ends, it's kiddush by Leil Shavuos. It's 50 days. The Gemara is the nimsa yoyim ha-chamishim ha-nispar v'yodi. There's a passive nispar v'yodi of the 50th day. So now you're there. That the mitzvah is not over. The big simcha of Gemara ha-mitzvah of Sfiras Ha-Omer is not by the 49th. It's taka by the 50th. I was telling you after another mahalach, the chinuch has a kasha. The chinuch asks, why don't we start counting Sfiras Ha-Omer by Leil HaSeder? We wait until the next night. In America, it's not come all in the Tzvei Teseder, but in the mind, it's Leil Tezayin. We're not. Why don't we start counting on Leil Tezvav? So the Chinuch answers because Ein Ma'ar and Simcha b'Simcha. We don't want to mix up Simcha b'Simcha. So you have to know what he means. You can clear. Maybe he means Pesach represents Pesach Nigla, and Sfiras Ha'Omer represents Teva. Working in the field, the tool growing, it's recognizing Teva. And we want to show the whole point of Pesach was that Neis Nigla is Megala, that everything is Neis, but it's two separate yonim. On Leil Tezvav we commemorate the Neis Nigla, and then the next day we start commemorating the Neis of Teva. So that's what we're today. But you see, the Chinuch was asking, we should talk about counting from Pesach. So really we should be counting 50 days. We're supposed to be counting 50 days from Leil Tezvav. Nor Ein Ma'ar Simcha B'Simcha, we start a day later. But it's really, there wasn't thought that you should count the Taka 50 days. Yeah, Mochas HaShabbos 50 Yemim. The Pasuk says Mochas HaShabbos, and the Tzedoikim, the Gemara says the Menachas, the Tzedoikim used to say that really Mochas HaShabbos means from a Sunday. They would always wait till a Sunday, and they would count 7 weeks from the following Sunday, and then there would be Shavuos. Havada Chazal Machadash. There's a whole blot and a half Gemara Menachas Mashaka Vataria. Until they finally convinced the Tzedekim, they made a yontif out of it. And it's one of the yontif, Yom Tovim, and Megillus Tainus, that they were menatzeach on the Tzedekim, that you're supposed to count Shavuos from not lav davka from a Sunday. One of the Tzedekim's reason was, they said, Mistama Chazal Hashem wanted that we should always have a 2-day yontif on Shavuos, Kaval yontif is only one day, as though we always have Shabbos with a Sunday. And this is what they were having a whole Shaka Vataria. What's the reason why it should be on a Sunday? We know that Avad, it means Machras HaShabbos, means yontif. So why does the Taka say Machras HaShabbos? So in Sfarim state of Tzadik and Andrew Sfarim, they say that Pesach is really like Shabbos. If you know what happened, Pesach, the Yidden wanted the Memtes Shari Tumah, and the Emes was Halal Oiv the Avoy Zorah and Halal Oiv the Avoy Zorah. The Yidden were on Shval HaMadrega. There was no reason they should be saved. And on Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, not because we deserved it. He took us out to the highest Madrega of Kedusha, and in the Sfarim they called it Yisra'u Adela'ela. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpah. It wasn't because of us. It was in the schutz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we have 49 days of Sfiras Ha'Omer. We have to rework out the Memtes Sha'arim on our own Avodah, and then we finally have to get the Shavuos. And that's Yisra'ua Dilatat, that's what we're doing. But that's the Avodah of Sfira, to bring out what Hashem did for us first. Now, the same thing, we said it before, Shabbos is Yisra'ua Dilayla. Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes. It's every 7 days, it has nothing, it's from Bria's Island. You have Toivim Klal Yisrael make. So that's the same Indian. Pesach is the beginning of Shabbos. Pesach is like Shabbos. Pesach is the Indian that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. He gave us the Yontif. That first Pesach, it was totally Shabbos. It was totally that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpah. It was not our Avodah. Mimachas HaShabbos, that was purely from Hashem, then we start working and we build up 49 days and we come through to Shavuos. That could be an Indian why it's called Mimachas HaShabbos. I saw a different pshat from the Chasam Sofer in the Droshes. He says, the Emerson says he's supposed to count 50 Tamimus Dika days. He says, Lamaisa, we never have 50 Tamimus Dika days. Because we're always Makabul Yontif Shabbos of Shavuos. Right? We start the first night, we count right at the beginning of the night. But we always make Taisvus Yontif. So we're Makabul Yontif of Shavuos early. We have to meet the din of Taisvus Yontif. So in the end, it's not pure 50 days. It's a little bit cut off. Only when, in a year that it comes out, that it's on Chal and a Shabbos, when it's Mimachlas HaShabbos, literally, Mimachlas HaShabbos, and Shavuos is on a Sunday, so then, since Erev Shavuos is on a Shabbos, so we're not going to be Makabel Shavuos early. Fakeret. Afuka Yoimi, we want that Shabbos should end later. And in such a year, it's where Makabel Shavuos as late as possible, so only in such a year is the Taka 50 full days. So when it's Mimachlas HaShabbos, in a year that it comes out, that Shavuos is literally Mimachlas HaShabbos, the way it's like you wanted, some years it comes out, when it comes out that kind of year, when it's Mimachlas HaShabbos, then it's Tisperu Chamishim Yoim. Then it's Taka Tisperu Chamishim Yoim. The Rishonim have a kasha, how come we don't make a bracha of Shechiyonu on Sfiras Omer? The Baal HaMor asks the kasha, the end of Arabic Pesach. So I saw this various pshatim in the Rishonim. The Shibuli HaLeket and the Meiri in Pesachim, they say that the Shechiyonu you make on Pesach goes on the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer also, even though it's a day later. But the Shechiyonu that you make on Leil HaSeder, that already, by Kiddush, Shechiyonu of Yontif goes on Sfiras Omer. Meidach Yisra, there are other pshatim, that from Fakir, the Shechiyonu of Shavuos, at the end of the mitzvah, you have to know if the Yonim, how do you look at it, that the Shechiyonu of Shavuos guard is going for the mitzvah sphere. The Baal HaMor itself answers that Bizman Hazeh, it's only Zecher LeMikdash. It's a big machlokes we're showing him that Bizman Hazeh sphere Sayim is Noyib. But the Baal HaMor sheet is that it's not Noyib, Bizman Hazeh Medeiraisa. So Bizman Hazeh, it's only the Rabbanan, you don't say Shechiyonu. And then he adds on another reason, he says, we don't have any Hanoh from the mitzvah. Only a mitzvah that we have Hanoh from, then we make Shechiyonu. But Sfiras Omer, he says, is Ma'ur Churban. Because Fakeret, it's only Zeichel and Mikdash with Manazet. It's not Noik. And it's Ma'ur, it reminds us of the Churban. And it's not Ma'ur Simcha. Therefore, you don't make a Shechiyonu.
Is there a wedding you don't see a Shechiyonu?
The Baal HaMor.
It's
unclear. He has a kasha, why we don't make the Yoima. And then he asks why we don't make Shechiyonu. And then he puts those two through them in. You have to know if it's going back on that. You have to know if it's a Hemshech. You have to see the Lush on the inside. There's a similar Shulchan Aruch about Sfiras Omer, Simin Tov Pei Tes. The Lashon of the Machaber is Mitzvah Al Kol Echad VeEchad Lispor LaAtzmoy. Everyone has to count Sfiras Omer. What does the Shulchan Aruch want? Everyone has to deal with Tefillin and Shegulah. Mitzvah Al Kol Echad VeEchad Lispor Sfiras Omer. So some of the Mefarshim say that there might have been a Havmina, that maybe it's a din on Bezdin. We know that there's a din of counting Yovelis and Shemitah also, it's a din on Bezdin. Maybe this also is a din on Bezdin. So the Machaber is saying, no, it's a mitzvah kol echad ve'echad to count Sfiras Omer. That's actually one pshat. But there are Achrayim, the Levush, the Chakiyakim, they want to say that Shteita Halacha, mitzvah kol echad ve'echad lispar Sfiras Omer, that you're not yoytu with Shemeya Koina. Sfiras Omer, you're not yoytu with Shemeya Koina. Everyone has to count himself. You're not yoytu with Shemeya Koina. What could be the pshat, you're not yoytu with Shemeya Koina? So I want to declare a machshava. We spoke before from Tzadik that the inyan, the whole avoid of Sfiras Omer is egin avoid. Pesach Hashem gives us tashpois. Sfiras Omer, we have to work it through the next 49 days. Our avoid to get the shavuos. Mitzvah called echad ve'echad lispar Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer, the avoid of Sfiras Omer doesn't go with Shemeik Oina. Yedir Einam was done egin avoid in Sfiras Omer. Absher avoid machshava. There's another mahalik from the Dvar Avram, a famous yisoid of the Dvar Avram. He says a few chedushim. The Dvar Avram says a yisoid. He brings down the Morgan Avram. The Magen Avraham says that normally we know when you say Kriyashim or anything, you could say it in Lashon Kodesh even if you don't understand. And you could say it in other languages also, but as long as you understand. Sfiras Omer is different. If you don't understand it even in Lashon Kodesh, you're not Yetzer. If you only understand English, better say it in English. Normally, even by most things, I think it's even better in Lashon Kodesh, B'li Havana, than Shal Lashon is in Havana. Or even if it's Shoveh, but in Lashon Kodesh, it's not Akif Havana. Over here he says it's ma'akib the hafana, you have to know what you're saying. And he says the pshat is because Sfiras Omer is not a din amira. Sfiras Omer is you have to count. You have to count the day. There's an inyan of Sfiras Omer, you have to count. Kenzain, that's also why Shemei Kohen is no good. Shemei Kohen is nish gitzelt. Is nish gitzelt. And who are there? If you don't have the hafana, what you're saying is nish gitzelt. Be'ikr, what the Dvar Avram is coming to answer, a tremendous chiddush. The Baal HaMor already asks the kasha. The Baal HaMor is asking, how come we don't do sveik at the yoyma by Sfiras Omer? How can we not do snake in the yoyim? So the Baal HaMor says his turutzim, it's the Rabbanan, another turutzim, but the Dvar Avraham wants to say, you can't do snake in the yoyim on Sfiras Omer. What are you going to say? Maybe it's the third, maybe it's the fourth. That's not counting. If it's a din amira, go all through the whole thing. But if the din is, you have to count. If you're not bore what you're doing, you're not counting. This is not the great cup. You have to be bore what you're doing. So they asked the Baragon, fine, that's why we don't just fake it, the young Bisman is there, because it's nish gitzelt. Tell me, they asked him, Bisman HaMikdosh, when it was the Raisa, and they lived far away, and they didn't know what day it was, they didn't know what the Kviyas HaChodesh, what did they do with Sfir Simon? So in a later tshuva, now in the new ones, it's printed, he says they didn't count Sfir Simon. Where did he say, he goes to this bar, that aside, this aside. That Sfir HaOmer means you have to count. And when you're not sure, you can't say maybe three, maybe four, this is Gedreit HaMaisa, this is Gesot. But this is Nishkit Seot, it didn't count. So he says, Taka, they didn't count. Even Bizman HaMikdash, they didn't count. And as Machlaik is showing in Bizman HaZeh, is it a Deraisa or not? We mentioned the Balamar said it's only the Rabbanim Bizman HaZeh. Oh, you said the Ramban sheet is only the Rabbanim Bizman HaZeh. The Rambam sheet is that Bizman HaZeh is not Deraisa. Even Bizman HaZeh is not Deraisa. If you're talking to say that the Pshat of the Machlaik is like this, nowadays we don't have a carbon owner. And it says, V'krabtem l'chem imachras ha-shabas, miyoyim ha-biyachem es oimer ha-tnufa. So how do you read this pasuk? The din of Sfir Sa'omer is only from the day that you brought the Omer? The Rishonim that hold that it's the Rabbanon hold that literally it's only the day that you brought the Omer. Bizman HaZeh is no carbon Omer. Bizman HaZeh is no mitzvah esed deraisa Sfir Sa'omer. It's only the Rabbanon. And the other Rishonim learn, no, it's mimachras ha-shabas from the day after Pesach. Lav dafka, it's not ma'akiv that it's a din after you makrav the carbon Omer. It's the day after Pesach. And that's why it could be even mid deraisa Bizman HaZeh. You can fear us, there's a shita of the Rabbeinu Yerucham, in between shita. We know we count the days and we count the weeks. Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that it's two separate mitzvahs. Interesting, Maisa. The Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvah says, Mayrach to explain that it's one big mitzvah. And one of his proofs is, he says, Avad is not two separate mitzvahs. You don't make two separate brachas on counting the weeks and counting the days. Rabbeinu Yerucham holds, you make two separate brachas. Rabbeinu Yerucham has a shita that there's two separate mitzvahs. And Rabbeinu Yerucham says that Bizman HaZeh, only one of them is noyik. The Yomim is noyig. The Shavuos is not noyig. And he wants to learn it into the Pesukim. That the mitzvah of counting the 7 weeks is from the carbon. Right? The mitzvah of counting weeks is from when you mark up the carbon oimer. Because Manazed is no carbon oimer, there's no mitzvah to count weeks. But there's still a mitzvah to count days. The mitzvah of counting days is mimachras ha-shabbos. Bizman HaMikdash, there was two separate mitzvahs. I was super. Where do they count the weeks? It could be according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, they counted the weeks only once a week. Every time it came, the 7th, the 14th, the 21st, when it came a week, they would count a separate bracha with a separate mitzvah of counting the weeks. And it was only Noyeg Bizman HaMikdash when they brought the carbon. You can... There's a ma'aseh with the Ramban, the famous Ramban in Kiddushin, the Daf Lamed Daled. The Gemara there says the mitzvahs of mitzvahs esei shalav zman grom and mitzvahs esei shazman grom. And the Gemara gives a list of mitzvahs esei that are lav zman grom. And the Ramban over there says there are many more mitzvahs that are lav zman grom that aren't on the list. And among the big list he says priku to ina, he gives a whole list and he says Sfir Sa'omer. Sfir Sa'omer is a lav zman grom. And so he's up to the Ramban that Sfir Sa'omer is a lav zman grom. And the Alam mentioned of them, why is Sfir Sa'omer a lav zman grom? Ein lach zman grom agad when he said? You only do it by night, and you only do it between Pesach and Shavuos. It's a mitzvah says it's man grom. So people wanted to suggest that it's a mistake, that the Ramban is either not Geres HaBechlau, or that it was Samach Ayin, and it stands for Seder HaAvoida. He means bringing the Karbonis. Also, it's not Zman Grom, it's Zman Grom. You have to know, they wanted to make all kinds of mischois. But there's stark rise from other Rishonim also that quote this Ramban. In the Shikas HaKadmonim, they quote that the Ramban holds that Sfiris HaOmer is Lav Zman Grom. What the pshat? And Chayyab is like Nosham HaChayyab. So I saw the Avnei Nezer, says a pshat, in Simin Shin Pei Dalet, it's a shver pshat. He says, since Noshim HaChayiv on all the mitzvahs of Leila Seder, so what did the Chayiv in Sfir Sa'omer? I don't know what Sfir Sa'omer has to do with the Leila Seder, it's the next night. In Avnei Nezer's times it was on this Leila Seder also, but it's the Chayiv the next day. But that's what he said, since Noshim HaChayiv and Chometz of the Chayiv and Matzah of the Chayiv and Matzah of the Chayiv and Sipur, therefore the Chayiv also in Sfir Sa'omer. No, package deal. Package deal. I'm not even going to Avnei Nezer. Now the Pella is, it's not answering the Ramban. The Ramban says that Sfir Sa'omer is a lav zman grom. The Avnei Nezer is saying, it's taka zman grom. But even though it's a zman grom, Noshim HaChayiv, because it's a yoytzim in a klal, it's a package deal with the mitzvahs of Leila Seder or Pesach. But he's not explaining that it's a lav zman grom. The Ramban is saying it's on the list of lav zman grom. It's a shver mahalach. The Divrei Yecheskel says a mahalach to explain, says very gishmak. He says that the Ramban was shitosim. He says the Ramban holds Sfir Sa'omer, the zman is not noyik. Why? Did they have the Pesach? Mitzvah says it, they're Here's the Ramban holds the din in the carbon. And Bezman Azer is no carbon, so Bezman Azer is not Noig. I would say it's not as man grammas. Here's Simon's not Tolian's man. It's Tolian when you bring the carbon. First day, the carbon is on Kazayanism. But that's already two steps. That's not called Zman Grama. That's called Dabat study. There's a mitzvah to bring a carbon imer on Kazayanism. And there's a mitzvah to start counting from the carbon imer. That's not called Zman Grama. It's not directly tied to time. So it's Gabal, the Rambam, the Shitasi, that it's not Noig Bezman Azer. Because it's a din in the carbon. It's a din in the carbon. So it's not Noig Bezman Azer. And therefore it's also not as Zman Grama. The Rambam, the Shitasi, Gavaldik, he'll just read the Musaf. He says it's Noshima Potter, it's Zman Grama. And it's Noig, even Bezman Azer. It goes with Shitasi. You have a lot of other Yom Titan, they have ships. Yom Kippur, if you need some as Nafshay Sechem, there's a din you have to fast on Yom Kippur. We know. Then Yom Kippur, it's not Isra Achila, because Zayis. On Yom Kippur, the Isra is not Achila. The Isra is the Inisa. The Gemara's lesson is, you're not allowed to have Yishuv Hadas. You're not allowed to have Yisuvei Daita. And the Gemara learns out that the Yishuv Hadas that you get is with a Koseves. And by drinking, it's totally in Maloy Lugmov. Right? And if we have this, maybe they didn't realize, but the second Tyson Kedushin brings down that Oyim Malach HaBashin. It's talking about that how come for eating, everyone had the same share of kaiseves, whether he's oig malach habashan or not, and for drinking, it's totally a mali mugma. But the yisoid is not eating achila, the yisoid is yishuv hadas. There's a tremendous chiddush in the Ksav Sofer, he has it sad to say, that a person ate before Yom Kippur, and he's not yet up to yishuv hadas, and then on Yom Kippur he eats a drop more, and on Yom Kippur he ate and became yishuv hadas from eating, Chayav Kos. I don't even know if you need a kezayis. Could be you need a kezayis, there's a ma'aseh achila, the other tonight, but he says the whole kezayis you don't eat on Yom Kippur. If you were mashlim this year kezayis on Yom Kippur, you ate most of it before Yom Kippur. You're going to be chayav. Because the yisoid is having the yishuv hadas. The Shabbos Ari has his ma'aseh that he says, even achila shaloi kedar ki yichayav. As long as it could be yishuv hadas. So what about achila's groin? Achila's groin is unless a person ate a half of a shear and didn't swallow, he spit it out and he ate it again. It didn't go down to mayov. On the other hand, you can have a carrot. If a person has with a food tube, you can have only hanos mayov. It's also, the gedorim of Yom Kippur is different. So, the fact is hanos grani wouldn't be chayiv. You don't have yishuv hadas from the mayayim. But the chayim oizer would arrive from a gemara in Shavuos that on Yom Kippur you chayiv even by hanos grani. The gemara says, Rebbe's shita is that itzume shal yoyim is machaper. That Yom Kippur, even if you don't do tshuva, itzume shal yoyim is machaper. So Frek the Gemara in Shavuos, so how does a person ever chayav karas for eating on Yom Kippur? As he's eating on Yom Kippur, Yitzume Shal Yoyim is Machaper, even without doing tshuva. So how does a person ever die getting karas from eating on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara, he chokes on the bone as he's eating it. So the Gemara is Madaik. You see that even Hanos Groin already is Machayav the karas. That's what he wanted to be Madaik. Just to end off, you have the Yom Tiv though. You have all the Yom Tiv in the Emes, and after the Seder of the Yom Tiv comes the Menorah, which is Meramez on Chanukah, and then you have the Shtei Alechem, which is Meramez on Purim. So the Rabbanim of Yom Tov are also Nirmas, but actually just on Sukkah, En Kartzazach, Sukkah, the Bikur Yaakov, the Oruch Ner brings down, Sukkah is Gematria 91. And that's two Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26, and the Shem Atmos is 65. Together, Sukkah is 91. And it's a great mitzvah, he says, the Indian, you're going into Sukkah, you're going into Tzilah Demnusa, it's Mamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself. Now the Cheshuk Shleim, the Gevaldik Indian, it never says Sukkah in the Torah with a Vav. All over the Torah it says Sukkah, Samach Chav Hei. It says Basukos. Yeah, Samach Chav Vav Samach. But it doesn't spell out the word Sukkah Mole. Samach Vav Chav Hei. It always says Sukkah Chaser. The only time it says Sukkah Mole is a Pasuk in Tehillim. Vayihi B'sholem Sukkah U'maynasi B'tzim. We know that it's lo yehei shmoisha kodesh baruch hu sholim, but lo yehei kisai sholim, ad sheyavai, right, ad sheyichazai shalom oleg, until Mashiach is going to come. Also the sukkah, which is the shmoisha kodesh baruch hu, the sukkah also is never sholim until vayehi v'sholim sukkai, or my nesmasin, only then is it going to be gematria 91, only then is it going to be the shlemis of sukkah, that's the shem.